An international conference dubbed Imam Khomeini's Views on Islamic Awakening was held in the Iranian capital, Tehran, to explore views and thoughts of the late founder of the Islamic Republic. Imam Khomeini led Iran's Islamic Revolution, which succeeded in 1979 by overthrowing Iran's then monarch Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. The revolution is regarded by many a milestone in the history of the Muslim world. Islamic scholars say the wave of Islamic Awakening, which swept many of the Arab countries, including Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia, and led to the fall of the dictators, was inspired by Iran's Islamic Revolution.
So Imam al-Khomeini, he awakened the Muslims all over the world to stop these criminal doings from the Americans, the British, the French, and the Zionist base in Palestine.
Iran's Islamic Revolution spread in many societies and taught many Muslims across the world to rise against injustice and oppression.
Imam Khomeini did not save just one nation. He spread the message of true Islam to the world, and today we need such people to reintroduce the true meaning of being a Muslim.
Many know Imam Khomeini by the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran, which was unprecedented in the Middle East. Now this is what has drawn these scholars and clerics from different countries. They're here to explore Imam Khomeini's views, to find solutions to problems that have beset the Muslim world.
Participants said that Imam Khomeini introduced the true Islam to the world, and today there's a desperate need to preserve his ideals, especially at a time when Takfiri groups like Daesh are using the name of Islam to commit atrocities.
Imam Khomeini came to introduce the pure image of Islam. The world should know that Daesh does not represent Muslims, and we have great men like Imam Khomeini, who were the symbol of a true Muslim.
For participants at the conference, one thing was certain. At a time when Takfiri terrorism is spreading across the world, remembering Imam Khomeini and his teachings will help Muslims maintain their unity. Youssef Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.